Many years ago, when I was a small boy, my father helped to keep the grounds of the village church in order. I remember one particular Saturday morning, Father came running in the house, obviously very excited. "I've got something to show you," he shouted. "Come with me, quickly." I followed him out and across the deserted lane to the church. The massive iron gates creaked loudly as we pushed them open. The churchyard is quite small, shielded on three sides by very high walls that are almost completely clad in ivy. Propped up against the far wall was a long wooden ladder where Father had been trimming the ivy back. "Climb up," Father whispered, "and look in that bit of ivy I haven't trimmed, just there on the right." I was up the ladder in no time, full of excitement by now. "Can you see them?" Father whispered as loud as he dare, standing on the bottom rung. Four little heads came springing up like clockwork from the perfectly rounded nest. I was awestruck. I'd never actually realised just how wide little birds' beaks could open. I had no idea what Father was saying as I watched the heads, their eyes shut tight, quivering. I wanted to pick them up, care for them, feed them chocolate. "Come down, son, will you?" Father was shouting. "You'll scare the mother off." Reluctantly, I returned to the ground, and we both watched the hen blackbird flutter closer and eventually swoop into her brood. I returned to that churchyard sometimes, where my father's ashes are now part of the hallowed ground. I usually see a blackbird going about her business in that ivy.